The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their true deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that in it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and the children may come forward for a children's sermon. Morning. How are you? Pretty good. I've got a question for you. I've got a bunch of questions for you. I want you to tell me, for each of these things, whether you would prefer to be in the light, whether it's outside where it's bright or with the lights on in the house or anything like that, or in the dark with the lights off or at night or anything else. All right. Let's see. How about going to sleep? Dark? Okay. How about playing outside? Light? Okay. How about playing hide and seek? Ooh, we got a mix. Sometimes light, sometimes dark. When do you want it to be dark when you're playing hide and seek? When you're hiding. Yeah, it's easy to hide in the dark, right? When do you want it to be light?
When you're seeking.
When you're seeking. Because it's easy to find in the light. That's exactly right. In our story today, Jesus tells us that some people like to hide what they're doing because they know it's wrong. And some people like to share what they're doing when they know it's right. And I think a lot of us are the same way. Have you ever felt that when you're doing something wrong, you don't want anybody to know? Yeah, we've all been there. What Jesus shares with us is that God loves us more than anything we do wrong, more than anything that could ever be wrong. God loves us all the time, whether we feel like we want to be in the dark or we feel like we want to be in the light. God always loves us. And so you, whenever you do something good or when you do something bad, always feel like you can be in the light. God loves you very, very much. I think the best parts of life are when we're honest about what's going on, and when we share with one another, out in the open, the best things that we have. Hide and seek. It's a lot like life. People sometimes want to hide, and you help share with them the best parts of light. Is that a candle? Yep. And on top of it's a light, so we'll make it connect that way. Yeah. Should we say a prayer? Let's pray. Gracious God, in our lives, we have moments of wanting to be in the light and wanting to be in the darkness. In the light and in the darkness, help us to know that we are loved, loved by you, no matter what and always. Thank you for being a God that so loves the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for being here. You can go back to your seats. In the name of Jesus, amen. I think the imagery that Jesus uses in today's text is some pretty familiar imagery. As we go through life, we're all familiar with times when we want to keep things hidden and when we want things to be known. This is a common experience, a known experience, and for all of us, no matter how outgoing you are, no matter how introverted you are, we all have times when we want to be known. We all have times when we want to be hidden. Jesus is talking into this moment not because anyone ever lives in one or the other, but because we all live and all times in both places. We are all people that have parts of our lives we'd rather keep hidden, all people that have parts of our lives we'd rather have known. In the midst of it, and at the beginning of this text, Jesus announces God's love for us and for all people. God so loved the world, not God so loved the church, not God so loved the believer, not God so loved the ones who get it, not God so loved the ones who follow, not God so loved the ones who know. God so loved the world. Known and unknown, getting it and not getting it, following and not following, believing and not believing, God so loved the world. And the reason that love is announced is because that's the way. That's the way that people feel good enough to try something different and new, to try to explore what they've kept hidden, to try to address what they've made known, to try in all parts of life to have their life woven into the love of God for them always, for us always, for all always. I think the best way of understanding some of these beautiful moments of love making new things, different things possible is exploring when it happens in our own lives. You've probably been there, haven't you? You've been there in times when a loving word or a caring action has helped you understand that you are okay. As you are who you are okay. Maybe these are words that have been spoken to you your whole life. Maybe these words are few and far between, but however they come to you, there have been words, I imagine, that have been spoken to you. Words that have helped calm you, bring you peace in the midst of your life, helping you understand love. Think about those words for a little bit. I invite you to close your eyes, which is tricky given that it's daylight savings time, right? But I invite you to close your eyes and consider some of these words that were spoken to you. What do these words feel like on your heart? What do these words feel like on your ears? I've got a strong feeling that these words were not complex. These words were not theology terms. These words were not anything special besides the love that they shared with you. These words were simple. These words were often homegrown. These words were told to you in the way that they needed to be shared. Words of love, words of grace, words that heal wounds that we never knew we had. I invite you to open your eyes again, just so I know I didn't put you to sleep. I was able to hear a really great story about someone sharing some kind words with folks the other day. When I met with the Tollers, they shared with me the way that they were invited to start coming to Trinity. And I thought for sure, you know, one of their friends in the congregation invited them, and they kind of did, but it was actually Callan. Callan was playing with some of the kids, and he said, "You should really come to my church." And I thought, that's amazing. I also thought, I'm not sure I was ever as brave as Callan was at that age to say, "You should really come to my church." But something in their had enough bravery, was brave enough, probably by the things that he felt and saw here, to share something like that. And in equal measure, a kind word in the midst of playing outside in a pool and of all kinds of great things, a kind word of saying, you should really come with me, helped create another new moment and another new moment and another new moment, both for a family and for a community and for a congregation. I think God takes small homegrown words and creates magnificent love out of them. I think this is one example among so many in our congregation of people sharing homegrown words with one another, to one another. I know I have heard hundreds of stories in Arntsville and Biglerville and the surrounding area of the way that your loving words, your presence, your action has impacted the community. I know for a fact that the homegrown words you share are good and wanted. And the homegrown words that have been shared with you are good and wanted. I believe that when God so loved the world, he came down from heaven because there needs to be that immediate, intimate presence. There needs to be that relationship when you're sharing these homegrown words. I believe that words like these that we have in Scripture today, for God so loved the world, I believe that these words are the seed that produces our own, are a part of what helps grow in our hearts, in our lives, even through our mouths, love that we share with one another. I think we're called to keep sharing love as best as we are able. If you ever feel like me, a little bit hesitant whether to invite or to share words of love with one another, take a page. Take a page from the ones who have spoken it to you. Take a page from the ones who have done it in your midst. Take a page. The words don't have to be perfect. They never will be. The words don't have to be ready. They never will be. The words just have to be loving. The words just have to be caring. The words just have to come from your heart. There's so many ways. I know you know how to love, even if you convince yourself it's hard. So love. Do the best you can. And may God bring wonderful blessing through your attempts, through my attempts, through the word spoken through us and to us. And may God continue to so love the world. Amen.